Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
So Katie had another medical scare. Another one this week. It feels like there's one weekly.
I have a lot of things going on in my body, Rain.
We know, because it seems like this happens more often than not. All right, so what is the medical scare this week?
This one I'm not proud of. For so many reasons.
Are you proud of other ones?
Well, the other ones, it's like, hey, what am I supposed to do? This one, though, I let myself go down a Google rabbit hole that ended up being humiliating at the end. I had pretty much convinced myself that I have herpes.
Oh, my God. What?
Yes. And I had, like a red mark on the inside of my thigh, but, like, a little closer to my jingo than I was comfortable with. Okay?
Okay.
And I take to Dr. Google, like I am wanting to do, and basically I put my symptoms in and it says, bitch, you got herpes. So then I start researching herpes, and I gotta tell you guys something. Like, one in four people has herpes. Mm-hmm. It is considered, did you know it's not even checked on a regular, like, STD test.
Why?
Because it is so common, and because apparently you can have it in your system and it never, ever, ever shows up. So there's no sense in telling someone you have herpes if it's never going to present itself. And if it does, it's considered, like, dermatological.
What?
Yes. Hmm. Okay.
But it's a virus, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's still not considered. It's still considered like something a dermatologist would take care of. That is, I swear to God. Okay. So looking all this up.
Is this what Usher's lawyer said?
No, this is what the internet said.
Okay.
Okay. But like all of the internet.
All right.
So I'm like, oh my God, I have herpes. And apparently it can like lay dormant. Like you see these like posts of women that are like, I was married for 37 years. My husband passed away 11 years ago. I haven't had intercourse in all that time. And I had a herpes outbreak. It's like,
huh.
I know. So I make an emergency appointment with my gynecologist. And in the little online I need an appointment thing, I say, I think I have herpes. So my gynecologist walks in. He's like, so what's going on? Like, I thought things were going well with you and your husband. I'm like, they are, but it can lie dormant. He's like, let's just check it out. So,
but can I stop you for a second? Do all of your doctors have a Katie tab? Like when you try to make an appointment, like this, or I am Katie.
I mean, I couldn't tell you, but it seems like.
Okay.
So I go see the guy, you know, I have to do the feet up and stirrups thing. Mm. And I thought it was humiliating enough to have to go into the gynecologist and say, I think I have herpes. What he told me seemed far more humiliating. I don't have herpes.
Well, oh, that's great. Well done.
I kind of guessed from the tone that you didn't, just okay. Because you seemed a little too jovial about it.
What I had was a bad case of chub rub.
What's chub rub?
When your thighs are so big, they rub together and give you a rash.
I want to laugh.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're going to get mad at me if I laugh.
Why would I get mad at you?
Because your thighs are so big that they rub together.
I mean, it's not just your thighs are big, they rub together.
Yeah, but I've never gotten chub rub.
Well, you must not be moving as quickly as I am.
I guess not.
I've had chub rub before. In fact, guys, I get it a lot. I'm going to be very honest.
I got it when I was in Europe, actually.
Because you get sweaty.
Super sweaty, and you're walking so much. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, especially if you wear pants, like for like the next day, you're fine because it limits the friction. But yeah, when you're wearing shorts and you're walking around that much, yeah, it was.
You get a seam that's just rubbing you in the wrong. You've never had chub rub.
I think I did when I was a kid and I would go to the beach and like you get sand mixed in down there and stuff like that. But
this is just pure friction.
Man, no. So that's what it was. So you're there with the stirrups.
Yeah.
And you're OBGYN.
Yeah.
Did they look right away and just go, not that?
Oh, yeah.
So right away, he was just like, come on.
Yeah.
You're wasting my time.
I made him swab it anyway. Because I paid my copay and I'm going to get my money's worth.
I hope he did. So he did swab it.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he swabbed it and then pretended to like do something with it, turn his back on you, and then just come back and be like, yeah, it says here you need to lose weight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.